And finally, tomorrow marks a day of celebration for the Diocese of Rome as Pope Benedict XVI ordains 29 men in St. Peter's Basilica. Lydia Kane reports.
The annual celebration of this sacrament has become a focal point for many young seminarians worldwide, because it is on this occasion that Pope Benedict XVI returns to one of the recurring themes of his pontificate to date, what it means to be a priest. Just a few examples. In celebrating the Chrism Mass this Holy Thursday, Pope Benedict XVI spoke about the mission to priesthood. Putting it quite simply, he said, two functions define the essence of the ministerial priesthood: to stand in God's presence and serve him.
Il sacerdote, abbiamo detto, deve essere una persona retta.
During that homily, Pope Benedict also indicated some necessary qualities in candidates. He said, the priest must be an upright person, vigilant, fearless, and prepared to sustain even offences for the Lord.
Let us be quite frank. The ability to cultivate vocations to the priesthood and the religious life is a sure sign of the health of a local church.
On his recent trip to the United States, he also frequently returned to the issue of the priesthood, in particular to priestly formation and vocations. In the National Shrine in Washington, he told U.S. bishops that filling seminaries cannot take precedence over the quality of candidates.
There's no room for complacency in this regard. God continues to call young people. It is up to all of us to encourage a generous and free response to that call.
But for many, Pope Benedict's most moving and encouraging message was for those young men in seminaries across the world today, delivered on the green meadow of St. Joseph's Seminary in Yonkers, New York.
The people of God look to you to be holy priests on a daily journey of conversion, inspiring also the desire to enter more deeply into the ecclesial life of believers. I urge you to deepen your friendship with Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Talk heart to heart with him. Reject any temptation to ostentation, careerism, or conceit. Strive for a pattern of life truly marked by charity, chastity, and humility, in imitation of Christ, the eternal High Priest, of whom you are to become living icons. Dear seminarians, I pray for you daily.
Tomorrow's ceremony begins at 9:30 Rome time and will be broadcast live by Vatican Radio with commentary in English. I'm Lydia O'Kane.